I'm going to call this Courts and Public Safety meeting to order. Our new business is proposed resolution 2508, which is our public safety telecommunications resolution. I will entertain a motion to put that on the table for discussion.
Make a motion to put proposed resolution 2508 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, Administrator Higgins, would you like to come up and tell us a little bit about that, please, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Last month, the Conway City Council passed a very similar resolution that supports the first responder status of our dispatch and communication staff at our combined communication system. So as you're aware, we've combined our 911 PSAP group. Just kind of some rhetoric if you guys want to hear this, but we've received feedback that our integration has been one of the most successful in the state of Arkansas. And it was not easy. It was a challenge. You know, cities are different than counties. They do things differently, but we're very, very pleased. Our communications director, Sean Kennedy, is here tonight and everything. But the thing is, these dispatchers are on the front lines. I mean, if you've been watching anything in Texas, the involvement that they've had down there, but the things that they see, the things that they hear, they're engaged firsthand. I freely admit that I had a little episode with my wife a few weeks ago, and I had to call 911 and request an ambulance. I was on the phone with the 911 people. They walked me all the way through the issue until the first responders got there. The biggest thing that they did was to keep me calm. You know, when your loved one is in distress, they did a great job of doing that. So it is a very, very stressful job, and we could not do without them. So the purpose of this is there is a movement across the United States and among the association that deals with communications and dispatchers, that we recognize them as first responders. And so this is a movement by the Faulkner County Corps and Court to do just that, to recognize them as first responders.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Any additional questions or comments?
I would like to also mention I sent out an email today. Justice Coates and I had the opportunity to go to the 911 Center and do a brief tour today, but there's an open house next week during lunchtime for public officials. So I know it's hard for some of you guys to get out in the middle of the day or whatever, but it's during the noontime. If you get a chance to go by, I will say this, and I'll speak for Sean without asking anything, but if at any time you guys would like to schedule a tour, if you can't go to the open house, let me know, and I'll be glad to schedule a walkthrough and let you see what they go through. The technology will amaze you, and the level of competence that those people have. They do a really, really good job.
Thank you, sir. Any additional questions or comments from any of the other JPs? All right, all those in favor of sending proposed ordinance or proposed resolution 2508 onto full court, say aye.
Aye.
All right, any nays? It does pass onto full court. With that, I will entertain a motion to dismiss.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.